Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Whether you believe Governor Rauner is at fault for the problems the state has or not over the past 4 years, whether you're paying attention and the blocking that Mike Madigan has done for so many things of importance, you had to be interested in what the governor said yesterday, because the governor's seat, you get the blame, you get the credit, maybe not as much credit as blame, but I thought it was very interesting what you said yesterday. Governor, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. What do you want, and I hope you are as well, what do you want people in the state to know who didn't hear the speech or the details?
Well, we're at a critical time in our state. I believe this election is the most important election of my lifetime. I was born in Chicago and have lived here for 62 years. Everything is on the line. We've accomplished a fair amount, a great deal in my first term: education reform, health care reform, criminal justice reform, Future Energy Jobs Act. And we've grown the Illinois economy by 210,000 jobs. We got a bipartisan balanced budget finally after a lot of struggles. We've made great accomplishments, but we have a long way to go. And I've learned how to get things done. You know, when I came in, I was from the business sector. I wanted to get a lot done fast. And I've learned that it takes time. You've got to communicate. You've got to convince people. You've got to accept other points of view and just find common ground and just continue to respect and listen and show understanding. And that's how we've gotten a lot of bipartisan things done. I'd like to take what we've learned in the first term and build on some of the successes we've accomplished to get significant things done in incremental improvements in the second term. Get a property tax freeze with mandate relief.
Right. All the things that people know they need. Is this an olive branch to Mike Madigan to try to work together?
Well, it's just acknowledging what's true. What's true is that we've gotten good things done. Not enough. We've got a lot more to do. I've learned. I've grown. I believe very strongly I'm a better governor today than I was 4 years ago. And I think I'm in a unique position to lead the effort to get things done in the next 4 years.
Governor Rauner, the media today calling it an apology speech. They're also mentioning that these kind of the strategy falls flat. We saw with Governor Quinn against you doing the commercial where he threw the basketball, and he's like, sometimes you miss. There's other, the Politico mentions a couple other places where these kind of speeches don't necessarily resonate, because in this case, I mean, it's almost a 180 to what we knew as the turnaround agenda. How do you see it as an apology speech? Do you see it as sort of telling the Illinois voters that you made mistakes?
Oh, well, it certainly is acknowledgement of where we've let people down as all elected officials. The struggle about the budget and the impasse was a place where all of us elected officials let the people down. And there was a lot of disruption during that time. I had a lot of sleepless nights worrying about the impact of the disruptions. All of us let the people down in that struggle. But that struggle was about reforms. We need change. We cannot just think that taxing people more and running deficits more is going to solve the problem. And what I said yesterday, and I will say every day going forward, is the changes we need are not partisan. They are not Republican changes. These are changes that we need. They're good government. And Democrats in other states have done them. Democrats in bluer states than Illinois. Massachusetts Democrats have done the workers' comp reform we need. They've also done the government health care reform in terms of how government employees get health care. They've done it. Rhode Island Democrats have done the pension reform we need. California Democrats have done the term limits and fair maps that we need. Every other state have shown a way for Democrats with Republicans get major reforms done, exactly what we need in Illinois. And I'm asking members of the General Assembly, let's learn from the successes we've had. Let's not get into partisan bickering. Let's work together for the common good of the people and get some of these necessary reforms completed.
Yeah, the only way this is going to work is if we start from zero. And in the last 4 years is education. It's not the state we're living in. And Mike Madigan, as always, is invited on this show, but Mr. Madigan, more so than ever, now's the time to step up and say, you're going to take credit for your failures in this area and meet the governor halfway. So I'd love to hear from you, Mike Madigan. Of course, I can't call you. You don't have a number. So that's where I'm going to leave it, Governor. I was impressed with the speech yesterday, and I'm glad you made it.
Well, It's an important time for the state. It's been an honor for me to work for the people for the last 4 years. I'm humbled by it. This is the most important thing I'll do, other than being a good husband and father and grandfather, most important thing I'll do with my life. It's also far and away the hardest thing I've ever done, but it is so important that we change our system. It's broken, and we can do this together on a bipartisan basis. Democrats in other states have done it. Republicans have done it. We can do it together here, and I look forward to all of us joining together as people, as Illinoisans, to create a better future. We can do this.
We're going to hold you to it. You know that.
I look forward to it. I look forward to talking about this very often with you, Steve. Thank you.
Governor Rauner, thank you.